Number one New York Times bestselling author Brad Meltzer has made it his mission in life to offer all kids a different kind of hero. Tired of princesses and reality stars and knowing from his love of history, there were some real world heroes that kids would be fascinated by and look up to, he set out to write a series, Ordinary People Change the World. His 14th book in the series is I Am Harriet Tubman, a heroine who played a pivotal role in the fight against slavery. Welcome to the show, Brad.
Thank you very much.
The history books tell the story, but not in the way your book does, and with the illustrations that add that visual texture to what happened to Harriet. Tell our listeners about the injury that changed her life.
Yes, and I appreciate you pulling that point out. We all know these stories, and you know they almost become cliches, right? Mm-hmm. Harriet Tubman is on the Underground Railroad, and we forget that they're human beings just like us. In fact, I started this series because I was tired of my own kids looking at reality TV show stars and people who are famous for being famous and thinking that that's a hero.
Right.
I wanted my kids to have real heroes to look up to, so we started this entire series with I'm Amelia Earhart, I Am Abraham Lincoln, I Am Rosa Parks, to really give them heroes. And what we do in every book is go to that human moment, and you've just singled out one of my favorite single human moments about Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Is that when Harriet Tubman, she was in a store one day, and there was a slave who was escaping. And one of the store workers threw what basically was a metal paperweight at Harriet Tubman's head. It actually was aiming for the slave, but it wound up hitting her in the head. And that moment, as wild as it sounds, is what changed her life. She says that after that, she knew that God had really a plan for her and that he was guiding and protecting her. She used to, in fact, after that injury, had these dreams, vivid dreams, where she'd be flying like a bird over fields. And there would be this big, giant fence over at the end of the field. And she somehow just, even in her dreams, couldn't get over that fence. Now, it doesn't take Sigmund Freud to figure out what that fence represented.
Right.
But I love that, you know, even for kids that read the book, and it's a picture book, so you see mm-hmm. all these beautiful pictures with our artists, but is that they get to see they're just like her. They have dreams, they have hopes, they have wishes.
Yeah.
And she's just like them. And that moment is the one where Harriet Tubman really gets her life changed. It affects her the rest of her life.
And it's so, that is such a tremendous moment. And the illustrations in the book, your illustrator is just fantastic.
The reason I think people love him and the reason the series has taken off
mm-hmm.
is because Chris Eliopoulos, our artist, is our secret weapon.
Yes.
And if you want your kids are going to choose heroes whether you like it or not. And, you know, and I want my kids off their phones. And mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone wants their kids off their phones and computers and devices. But the only way you can do that is if you give them something better. And so I hired Chris Eliopoulos, who is an amazing cartoonist. And his work is a combination of Charlie Brown meets Calvin and Hobbes.
Mm-hmm.
So you see Amelia Earhart or Abraham Lincoln or Harriet Tubman in this case as these adorable little figures. And as a result, kids love them. And they say, my gosh, Dad, they're just like me. And now Harriet Tubman's alive again. And I think, you know, that having that artist that can make it so appealing is such a vital part of bringing these characters to life.
Yeah, exactly. Bringing them to life. And I think that's the huge part of what this series does, because as we'd mentioned earlier about the history books, they don't do that. And this book does. And it even, I had no idea about her father talking to her about the North Star.
Now you picked my favorite moment. My true favorite moment is that. And when she's a little girl, Harriet Tubman says that her father taught her where the North Star was. He says to her that if you follow the North Star, it'll always lead you right. And of course, he means it literally, because to slaves back then, if you were enslaved, the North Star showed you where freedom was, right? It showed you the North.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is Harriet Tubman is they're threatened that they're going to sell her again, and her and her brothers decide, you know what, we can't do this, we can't separate our family, let's escape, let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I love telling my daughter this, is they make the plan, but the brothers are the ones who get scared. Her brothers get scared and turn back. It's Harriet Tubman, the little girl, who's the brave one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she uses that exact lesson her father teaches her, uses the North Star. And then, of course, we all know the rest of the story is that when Harriet Tubman is free, she's free. She's done. She has what every enslaved person wants is her freedom. She has a job. She can work. She can live. And there she is. But she realizes in that moment that there are other people who aren't free, and she needs to go back to help them. And to me, that's the lesson of these books. It's not just the factoid of what happened. It's the moral lesson. And I think for me, you know, I'll read you directly from the book. It says in there, the measure of success isn't what you achieve for yourself. It's what you do for others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're like birds, right? Some days you fly high, some days you fall low. But when you pass the clouds and reach the top, you have a choice. You can stay up there and enjoy the view, or you can go back down and bring others up to help you. And I need my daughter to hear that lesson. I need my sons to hear that lesson. And that's what Harriet Tubman stands for, especially in this day and age, that you can just look at helping yourself, or you can look back down and try and help others.
That resonates very loudly, I think, during this time, and also not just to children, but to adults, too. This story touches my heart, too. And I'm 57 years old, and I'm enjoying...
And listen, you're not alone. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The thing that we've seen, and this is just the amazing fact, is since the election last year, the presidential election, we saw something happening with our I Am children's books. And suddenly, sales started taking off. I mean, yeah, we were doing really well, but they started doubling and tripling.
Yeah.
And we were going, what's going on? And suddenly, I Am George Washington and I Am Martin Luther King Jr. took off in sales. Mm-hmm. And we started watching the whole series take off in sales. And now we're at the, I think we just passed the 2 million bookmark.
Wow.
And the reason is, it wasn't a Democrat thing. It wasn't a Republican thing. It was the parents and grandparents on both sides.
Yeah.
We're looking at the TV every day, and they were seeing a politician. And what they want to show their kids are leaders. And we all know there's a difference between politicians and leaders.
Yeah.
And that's what started happening. Is, you know, for us, it's never been about, you know, listen, I did this series so I can give my kids these heroes. I get my son who loves sports. I gave my I'm Jackie Robinson. My daughter who loves dogs and animals. I did I Am Jim Goodall. My son who loves creating and loves coloring. I did I Am Jim Henson, my other son.
Yeah.
And our goal has never been just here's I Am Harriet Tubman or here's I Am Abraham Lincoln or one other book. But it's to help you build a library of real heroes for your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and your nephews. And I love that so many parents are just buying staff and building libraries for their families.
Exactly. We are talking with Brad Meltzer. He is the author of I Am Harriet Tubman. It is the Ordinary People Change the World series. You likely know his name from TV shows, and I wrote those down, and because I know Decoded and
Lost History.
Yes, Lost History. I'm sorry, because my husband watches the shows and he loves them. I do as well, but I usually fall asleep first. Can't help it.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You just described our entire audience. All the husbands watch me on television, and all the wives buy my kids' books and my thrillers. And so I love the wives even more, because let's be honest, you know, TV is a limited medium.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of that, you do have so many other genres that you write for. And I guess one of the other questions to that is, because you do so much other writing, you also write fiction, your thrillers. How does your process differ between the I Am series, Ordinary People Change the World, and then put on that other hat for the thrillers and other books that you've written?
Yeah, no, the honest truth is, I mean, in one of them I'm entertaining children, and in the other I'm murdering people, right? That's the thriller you do. That's the mystery and it's a thriller.
There you go.
But the truth is, there really is no difference to me, because to me a good story is a good story.
Yeah.
A well-told, so we know there's nothing more powerful than an idea, and that's what a story is. It's just this transference of ideas. And so I can give you, you know, I told you that I started the kids' book series for my kids because I was just obsessed. My newest thriller, which comes out in 2 weeks, is called The Escape Artist. And it started because I was on a trip with the USO many years ago, entertaining our troops in the Middle East. And they take 6 thriller writers every year to go entertain the troops. And I was out there doing my entertaining. And I eventually found out about something called Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, of all places. And at Dover, I never thought the government would let me in here, but they let me sneak in. At Dover is where we put to rest not just the service members who die serving our country, but also these amazing stories. So the 9/11 victims from the Pentagon were sent to Dover. The space shuttle, when it crashed, the victims went to Dover, the victims on the USS Cole. But it's also where we put to rest all the top secret people who are on missions that nobody can know about.
Wow.
The people there know what really happened because they're putting them to rest. And so Dover is a building that's full of secrets. That's a building full of mysteries. How could I not write about that?
Well, yeah.
And to me, it's a good story. So the opening chapter, I'll ruin it for you. I haven't told anyone, you know, but the opening chapter is this. I'll tell you right now. Ready? Tell me if this sounds like a good story.
Okay.
Is it opens with Nola, and Nola is dead. And the government says she's dead. And she's being put to rest by Zig, who's our hero. And Zig really cares about, you know, he works to put to rest those who give their lives for the country and are on top secret missions. And he really cares about putting her to rest because he knows Nola from when she was a little girl. She used to be in Girl Scouts with Zig's daughter. And he remembers that one time at a campfire during a Girl Scout troop event, something exploded in the campfire and it took off part of Nola's ear. There was an accident that cut her ear off, part of the top tip of it. And now he wants to take care of her, put this woman to rest now that she's grown. And he takes the white sheet down and he looks at the body and he sees the ear is perfectly intact.
Uh-oh.
Confused, he takes fingerprints and says, this isn't Nola. And he opens up the body and there's a note inside, hidden inside the body. And it says, Nola, you were right. Keep running. And that's chapter one of The Escape Artist. Nola escapes. She's the escape artist. And he has to figure out what happened to her, where she goes, what's going on. And to me, The Escape Artist comes out in 2 weeks. But just like I Am Harriet Tubman, you have to tell people and you have to give them a compelling story. And it always starts with a great character.
Well, and there you go. Now I have my vacation book.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, and I think the thing, you know, for me, I think the other big thing, and you know, you said it a moment ago, is what the name of the series is. You know, it says, even though we call them the I Am books, the title really is my core belief. I believe ordinary people change the world.
Right.
I don't care where you went to school or how much money you make. I believe in regular people and their ability to affect change in this world, you know? And when I let's read again from I Am Harriet Tubman. People think they're always history books, but they've never been. They're all value books. They bring back the values that are so lost in the country today that we've forgotten. And it says, you know, in every life we face hard decisions. At those times, we can make the safe choice or the right choice. Would you put yourself at risk to help someone else? Would you stand up to someone mighty in order to help someone who's weak? To answer those questions, you must follow your heart, your own North Star. It'll always point you in the right direction. I am Harriet Tubman. And that's the message I want my kids to have, is they have to follow their own North Stars, their heart. And we, all of us, and that's why we sell so many of these books to adults, we all need to follow our own North Stars. We sell more of I Am Lucille Ball to adults than we do to kids. But we all need these messages today. We all need these heroes more than ever, especially the world we live in.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention, too, that you also support several charities. What is your philosophy on that? Because I saw on your website, I saw one day, one moment, one person at a time.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's my belief. So we always have, you know, we take the money that we make from these books and we love supporting charities. So our favorites are City Year, which, you know, puts kids in the neediest public schools, puts full-time mentors age 17 to 24 in the schools that need it the most. I'm a public school kid. I was the first in my family to go to a four-year college, and I got out. But many kids don't. So you better believe we support City Year, where you can put mentors in the neediest public schools. And my mom died from breast cancer. You better believe we fight hard against breast cancer here and support charities like Sharsherit. And these things are, you know, we teach our own kids. They come with us on Martin Luther King Day to go do, whether it's we're painting a wall at a inner city school or we're planting flowers at a park that's in a rough neighborhood. These messages, you know, it's easy to put them in books, but if you don't live them in your life, they never transfer to your kids anyway. And so I love that I get to show my kids the books, but, you know, I love that we also, if I, you know, you can talk the talk, but you got to walk it too.
And you do indeed, that's for sure. Brad Meltzer, he is the author of I Am Harriet Tubman. It is the Ordinary People Change the World series. And I so appreciate your time and appreciate what you're doing. I really appreciate your message. I think it's extremely important. And I'm glad to see that the book sales are going so well because we need them so desperately. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, when we started this series, I just did them for my kids, right? That's all it started for, is I saw a need that my kids had the wrong heroes looking on the TV today. And the one thing I've learned in the past few years since the series started is that I'm not that special. There are so many parents and grandparents out there who want the exact same thing. And we always start, you know, if I tell my daughter that Amelia Earhart flew across the Atlantic Ocean, my daughter says, big deal, Dad, everyone flew across the Atlantic. You know, she's not impressed. But if I tell her, and there's a true story, that when Amelia Earhart was 7 years old, she built a homemade roller coaster in her backyard. She took a wooden crate, she put roller skating wheels on the bottom, she shoved the crate to the roof of her tool shed and came flying down the side, flying through the air. And that was the first moment that Amelia Earhart really flew, 7 years old. You know, she crashed and got up, and it was amazing. Now my daughter's listening. And as I said, now Amelia Earhart's alive again. And so every book always starts with them when they're young. So you see Amelia Earhart when she's 7. You see Abraham Lincoln when he's 10. You see, as you saw, Harriet Tubman when she's just a little girl looking up at the North Star. And it's the reason we do that, and that's what kids connect to, is that it reminds them that these aren't the stories of famous people. This is what we're all capable of on our very best days. That's what I'm Amelia Earhart's about. That's what I'm Harriet Tubman's about. And even that's what The Escape Artist, my thriller's about, is always just reminding people that we are all powerful and we are all scared and we are all amazing and we are all terrified and we are all still invincible. And sometimes all in the same day, all those things. But that's always what my books are going to be about.
Oh, wow. I just love them. And I, again, thank you for your time. Say, what's the next one in this series?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes. So after The Escape Artist comes out in 2 weeks, and then in September, we're coming out with I Am Neil Armstrong.
Oh.
And it's really, it's a great one because Chris Eliopoulos, the artist on the books, our amazing artist, loves Neil Armstrong. And in fact, when we were doing I Am Abraham Lincoln, the very first book we did, he wanted to do I Am Neil Armstrong. And so we kept saying, we're going to eventually get to it. We're going to get to it. Hopefully we'll get to it. And we now got to it. And he just drew it so amazingly. Every rivet on every rocket. I mean, everything detail is just amazing. And we sent it to a friend who worked at NASA. And you're waiting because you want to, you know, we check each of these books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we checked our Dr. King book was read by Congressman John Lewis. We had Jim Henson. I Am Jim Henson was, you know, looked at by his daughters. We have, you know, I Am Jane Goodall was corrected by Jane Goodall herself.
No.
So here we are sending I Am Neil Armstrong to NASA. And my friend came back to us who used to work at NASA and said, I just got to tell you guys, you are such nerds, he said to us. He's like, you just went crazy on this. But we just really, we can't help it. We are nerds at heart and we love teaching history to kids and to adults. And so you'll see I Am Jim I Am Neil Armstrong coming this September.
All right. That sounds good. We're looking forward to that. And I look forward to talking with you again. So
anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brad. And wish you all the best. And we'll talk again.
Thank you.